Movie directors learned a long time ago that what a powerful thing that music can be, you know, the musical score in a movie. So there's a lot of joy in singing, you know, and I think most of us like music. For some of us, it's more important than others. Some people just, music is not their thing, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's a great blessing if used properly. And it's also a very important part of our worship service. You know, we sing praise, we reverence God through song, through worship in that way. But have you ever asked yourself, why do we sing? Why do we have music as a part of our worship service? Why is it important to praise God through song? And I think sometimes we take things for granted. You know, we have music as a part of our service. We always have. And so we don't stop to think, well, why? Why do we do that? It's just something, is it just tradition? Is it just something that we do? Why is it important? Well, obviously it is important because when you look through the Bible, you see the use of songs for worshiping all throughout it. In fact, the word sing is used in the Bible 119 times, and the word praise 236 times. The first record of song or singing was when Moses and the children of Israel crossed the Red Sea, and you had Miriam and all them, and they developed a song. And a lot of songs were done that way. They were the way to remember the things that God had done for them. And this was one of those occasions. But many songs have been done in direct response to God delivering, you know, his people from certain afflictions or hardships. And ancient Israel, as well as many other cultures, use song like this to pass down stories, to pass down things that happen. King David, we know as the psalmist, probably the best known musician in the Bible. You know, music and praise was a huge part of his life. It wasn't just something that he did occasionally. It was a major part of his life and his worship of God. He wrote hundreds of songs that we even know about. He wrote music. He played instruments. Did you know that David even had on his payroll, if you will, 4,000 instrumentalists and over 230 vocalists? I mean, this was a big part of his life. Not only was he king, but he was a musician at heart. He loved music and he loved praising God. This was a very, very big part of his life. But getting back to the point, why do we sing? What is the real importance of it? I want to read a few short scriptures that point to the answer. And I'm going to go through these rather quickly. Three scriptures. We're going to read them three in a row. And I want you to see if you can pick up on the common thread that goes through these three psalms. Well, let's turn to Psalms 106 first. We're going to read verses 1 through 5. Psalms 106, verses 1 through 5. 106, verse 1 says, "Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord because he is good, because his faithful love endures forever. Who could possibly repeat all of the Lord's mighty acts or publicly recount all his praise? The people who uphold justice, who always do what is right, are truly happy. Remember me, Lord, with the favor you show your people. Visit me with your saving help so I can experience the good things your chosen ones experience, so I can rejoice in the joy of your nation, so I can praise along with your possession." Okay, now let's go to 146, Psalms 146, again, verses 1 through 5. Psalms 146, verses 1 through 5. Verse 1, "Praise the Lord, let my whole being praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with all my life. I will sing praises to my God as long as I live. Don't trust leaders, don't trust any human beings. There's no saving help with them. Their breath leaves them, then they go back to the ground. On that very same day, their plans die too. The person whose help is the God of Jacob, the person whose hope rests on the Lord their God, is truly happy." And then one other one, Psalms 107, verse 8. "Let them thank the Lord for his faithful love and his wondrous works for all people. Let them thank the Lord for his faithful love and his wondrous works for all people." So why do we sing praises to God? If you notice the common thread here, it is to remind us that there's a higher being that we need to look to. The singing that we do is for us. It's to remind us each and every time we worship that we need God, that we need him. As it says in Psalms 106, as we read, "Because his mercy endures forever." We sing to remind ourselves that there is a God that we need mercy from. In Psalms 107, we read, we sing to remind us of his wonderful works to the children of men. In Psalms 146, we praise him because we sure can't trust the leaders on this earth. So we look to him for guidance and help. See, we as carnal human beings need to be reminded of our own fragility and our own need for our Heavenly Father. We tend to become too self-reliant, don't we? We tend to go off on our own tangents, to think that we're self-sufficient, that we don't need God, that we don't need a higher power that supports us. And singing and music helps us achieve that, helps to remind us that we need God. Now, God obviously knows the power of music because he created it, you know. So we need to be reminded that we're not self-sufficient, that we need him. Now, obviously, God being the supreme creator, he deserves praise and glory. You know, we even sing a song in our book called Worthy of Worship. Now, he is worthy of worship. We know that. But does God himself really, quote, need our praise? Are we feeling some kind of need in him? You know, like he's got this worship level that we've got to fill for him to make him feel better about himself or what have you. There's a Christian song that plays sometimes. It says, one of the lines in it says, whatever it is you, meaning God, need from me, that's what I want my praise to be. Well, I think this writer's intent is good because he wants to serve God. But does the creator of all the universe, does he need our praise? Is that something he needs from us? Or is it something that we need to remind us that we need him? I think that's more logical. It reminds us that we need him. It's him that we look to for protection. It's him that we look to for direction and for salvation. You know, there's a lot of good Christian music out there, and I'm really into that. I love good Christian music. Some of it can be self-serving. Some of it can be kind of repetitive, and it doesn't really say a lot. I'm a choir director and a musician myself. I'm the choir director of Jamaica last year, and I'll be the choir director this year. And so when I'm selecting music for a choir, for sing-alongs or what have you, I have to make sure, first of all, of course, it's doctrinally correct. And I make sure that it teaches something, you know, that the message is good. And of course, a lot of the songs in our hymnals, we sang some old Dwight Armstrong songs today. And you know, those are songs of substance, you know. They teach something. And many times, most of Dwight's music was directly from Scripture, you know, reworded a little bit, but for the most part, directly from Scripture. And so all of those are very good. But there's other music, too, that's good as well. We don't have to just limit ourselves to that. So certainly God has given us a wonderful gift in music that he intends for us to enjoy. Like I said, people are different. Some prefer more traditional hymn, like the Dwight Armstrong thing. And some like the more modern stuff, and that's fine. You know, either one is fine. Of course, we need to be careful that we exercise good judgment and not be too hard on people for their choices. I mean, if someone likes the old Dwight Armstrong stuff, that's great. Someone likes a little bit more modern stuff, that's great too, you know. Singing, worshiping God is a good thing, no matter what your music choice is. The important thing is that we remember that we sing to remember God. We sing to glorify him, you know. And it's not about us. And so, you know, I know y'all probably don't get a lot of special music here, but in Dallas, we have a lot of special music and a lot of talent there and people that are really, really good, far better than I am. And so it's a constant thing that we always have to remind ourselves, hey, we are doing this not for performance, not to seek recognition, not to show off our talent, but it's a way that we can help bring people closer to God. And that's what special music is about. That's what the choir is at the feast. You know, that's why we do that. It's a way to worship God, but also to connect to the audience, to connect people to God. That's the purpose. That's the power of music and special music. Turn with me, if you would, to Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16. We're going to read one of my favorite scriptures regarding music. There's several. But Colossians 3, verse 16 says, the word of Christ must live in you richly. Teach and warn each other with all wisdom by singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing to God with gratitude in your hearts. See, this is what singing is supposed to be about. Teaching, learning, remembering. And it's fun. You know, it's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be enjoyable. It's supposed to be emotional. It can even be life-changing sometimes. Like I said, people are different. Some people don't care for music as much as others, and that's fine. But I'm not one of those. I'm really moved by it. I love music. I love, as I mentioned, love listening to Christian music. And it speaks to me in some ways that you know, sometimes a sermon or sermonette just can't do. One of my favorite songs right now, if you're into Christian music at all, you will have heard this one. It's by Lauren Daigle, and it's called You Say. And in the lyrics, one of the things she says, "You say I am loved when I can't feel a thing." So have you ever been in that position where you feel like, you know, you've sinned or you're not in a good place, and you don't feel that love, but you know intellectually that it's there. But she says, "Your word says that you love me, and I know that, but I don't feel it, but I know it's true." And the next line says, "You say I am strong when I think I'm weak." And there's plenty of scriptures that where God says, "I've given you my spirit. You have the power to change. You can change whatever it is that you're going through. You know, you can become better today than you were yesterday." The next line says, "You say I am held when I am falling short." We all fall short. You know, we know that. But God says, you know, I'm here for you. You know, I'm holding you. I'm helping you through this. And then she says, "When I don't belong, you say that I am yours." Have you ever felt that way? You felt like you're just in a place where you don't fit in. You don't belong. Maybe you're struggling spiritually or whatever. And I don't feel like going to church this week or whatever it might be. But he says, "You are mine. You know, you do belong. You do belong. You are mine." And then she concludes by saying, "And I believe what you say of me. I believe your words." And this whole thing, this song just speaks to me, you know, in a way that sometimes sermons can't. In fact, I found a choir version that I'm thinking about doing in the feast in Jamaica this year, a choir version of this song. And this past couple weeks, I've been picking out songs for the feast, and I just love it. I just love going through it. I love listening to things. I found another one last night that was just beautiful. And it's just so inspiring to me. I found one that's called "Nothing Ever Can, Nothing Ever Will." If you get a chance, Google that and just listen to it, because it's just a rousing anthem about the power of God. And it talks about God always wins, and He will always be victorious. And we're going to do that one at the feast. And Matt, just picture yourself at the feast, and you've got several hundred people there, and you've got, say, a 40, 50 choir member up there singing. And they're singing about this powerful message about God always wins. And by the time the song is done, it's like almost thunderous when it's finished. And it's just such a moving piece. But isn't that what it's all about? You know, we look in this world now and we see, you know, Satan has this world. And we feel like, you know, it's Satan's world, and all we see is negative things all the time. But the truth is that our God is going to win. You know, we're at the feast and we're representing that. And that's why we're there. Because we're going to have a part in that kingdom of heaven. And so, this is the power of music. This is what it can inspire you to feel, you know, because God created music. It's a good thing. I know some people tend to, you know, that's Protestant or whatever. Music isn't Protestant. Music is music. Protestant is what it says, not what it is. And so I really think that we need to open up our minds a little bit and be more open-minded about music and the power that it can have. And what's important is, what does it say? And what's important is that it reminds us to draw close to God. That's what music is about. It brings out something in us that speaking doesn't. And it's just it's a good thing. You know, it's fun. It's fun to learn new songs, you know, and to hear a song for the first time and being moved by the message that you hear. In fact, David talks about that a lot in the Psalms. "I'm going to sing a new song to the Lord." You know, we get. Let's be honest. We get bored with some of the songs that we've had for 80 years. Well, David talks about, in fact, 9 different places. He says, "I'm going to sing a new song to the Lord." I'm a musician, but I'm not good enough to really like write music and stuff. I like to play a little bit, but I'm not that good to write. But maybe there's some musicians here today to be able to write music, you know, that you can to praise God with. That to me would be awesome. I would love to be able to do that. But that's what David did. David wrote music, and he said, "I'm going to sing a new song to God." And he was inspired by that and thrilled by that. And that's a good thing. It's a fun thing. But that's why that's why special music is so special. You know, we have people get up who share their talents with us and give us a fresh approach to worshiping God, whether it's a solo or a duet or a trio or even an instrumental. It adds so much, you know, to our services. In Dallas, we kind of call it the band, but we have several people who, I think we have percussion, we have a guitar, we have piano, we have different things that go into it. And these people put a lot of time into doing this. And they play for him sometimes, and they do special music. And it's so refreshing, I so appreciate all that they do, because it takes many, many hours of practice to do what they do and share their talent with us. And I look forward to adding more opportunities, you know, in our area to worship and sing God. At the camp out, Lake Texoma, I brought my guitar, and we had a cajon, which is a little box with the drum beat that you can do. And so we sat down and just had so much fun with that. Jonathan's son, Matthew, he never sat down on one before. He never played one. And so he's a musical genius, I guess. And so he just sat down. He just started playing that thing, and it was perfect, whether I could ever have done. And it was just so much fun. And so we had a really great time. But I'd just like to encourage everyone, if you have a musical talent, if that's something that you can do, share that with people, you know. Use it to praise God. Use it to inspire. It adds so much to our service. And let's really work together to create opportunities. You know, we had another sing-along recently. It didn't go so well, but it wasn't a lot of participation. But hey, we had a good time. It was fun. But we're gonna do more things like that, because it really inspires people. So let's remember that when we sing, it's not about us. It's not about the performance. But it helps us to learn about God, to draw closer to God, and gives us that emotional connection to God that words alone can't always do. And let's always remember that the purpose for singing praises to God is to remind us that we need Him.